good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about overcoming fear and some scuba diving that I did recently. So out here at the ocean, I figured it was a perfect time to talk about that. Okay, so I recently, actually about a year ago, I went and got scuba certified. And it was one of those lifelong dreams, things that I've been wanting to do forever. And I was so proud of myself when I accomplished it. And there was a completely unexpected mental state that came with it. And after talking with a lot of people, I realized that this is a pretty common fear with scuba diving, but it was completely unexpected for me. So give you a little bit of backstory here. So I used to be a lifeguard. I was on the swim team. I have absolutely no problem with the water. Walking here on the beach right now, completely barefoot because I love toes in sand and all of those things. So when I decided to go take scuba diving, I'm like, piece of cake, right? I totally got this. Like, I'm good in the water. I got no problem mastering this whole thing. I've also gotten, by the way, really good at meditating. And over the last several years, what do we do with meditation, right? In through the nose, out through the mouth. Turns out that in through the nose is not fantastic in scuba diving because you got the mask, covers your nose, right? Can't do any of that. So I kept trying to drown myself in the pool, just dealing with trying to get my face in the water. And it was so bad. I had to take about an hour to kind of reteach myself how to breathe. I mean, every time we went down, I get a little bit of water in my mask. I'm in 10 feet of water in the pool, just a little bit, breathe it in, start coughing, which you can cough through the respirator, but I didn't. Shot straight back up to the top. The panic sets in, and it was really, really rough. I spent a good 10 minutes outside of the water, kind of trying to reset myself and reset the fear response and tell myself that it's okay to breathe through my mouth. And then I just kind of put on the mask and put on the snorkel and stuck my face straight down in the water and just dealt with trying to get used to breathing in the water. And I was able to finally master that until one of the other exercises we had to do was actually to take our mask completely off underwater and then put it back on, which is a completely normal thing to do. Anything can happen while you're underwater. And the whole same response all over again. So it almost looked like I was not going to be able to certify. And it took a lot of mental work to just know that I was going to be okay. And that there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of that fear and having a little bit of, you know, understanding that it's there. And you guys, like, I managed to get through it here on the certification. Just trusting that I'm like, I know I actually know how to breathe. I am still able to breathe. Nothing's wrong. It's all okay. And when I got back, I did some therapy sessions and, you know, kind of found out that there's triggering some other memories and things like that. So I've been able to kind of work through it and say, okay, it's okay that there is fear there. That is a healthy fear, but I also am okay. And I can trust that it's okay. I can breathe and it's okay that, that the fear response is there. And we're just going to just say, that's awesome. Thank you, body. But I don't need that right now. And I thought that I had totally mastered it. And then it's been about 6 months since I have been diving last time. And I came out here to beautiful Mexico. So I went diving in Cabo before I went and played with the whales. I came out here to Cabo and ended up, I went out on a scuba dive. You know, I didn't know any of the other people there, so just solo. And the water here is very cold, so I had to pony up with a full wetsuit and everything. And first time in the water, first jump right in, And the same thing, just the cold hit me, the tight, you know, condensed chest, and I could just feel the squeeze of pressure there, and that fear took over. And luckily there were some other people who were taking some extra time and needed a little bit of help to kind of get through. And so I was able to take some more of that time for myself and do the looking at, do I need this fear? It's okay. Put my snorkel back in my mouth, put my face down in the water, say, it's okay. I can still breathe. I'm good. I got this. Sorry, morning sun is something else, huh? So, you know, the fear is still kept with me, but I think it was a lot easier to subside this time. Just took a couple of minutes. And, you know, I think that's a thing about fear, that it's those things that we're like pre-programmed with, and it just taps right into the core, right? And you can choose to be completely overrun by it, or you can choose to work through it. And it's really tough. It's a very hard thing, honestly. Like, getting my scuba certification was, I got done, and you guys, I sat there in the pool and just cried. And it was because it was a big deal to one, accomplish that, and two, to realize that there's such emotional fear behind the feeling of sliding underneath the waves and going down into the water. And so to overcome that just brought a lot of emotion to the surface. And it's still there a little bit, but it's, you know, every time it's getting a little easier. So anyway, I wanted to share that kind of about me, and so you could get to know just a little bit about me. But I absolutely love the water and heading out. So we came out here I'm currently in Loretto, and we came from San Ignacio yesterday. And down there we had a chance to go play with mom and baby whales. And I wasn't getting in the water, so I didn't have that fear. But instead, it was the kind of the antithesis, like just being around the whales and seeing the moms and their calves. And they literally just come right up to the boat, and you're just sitting there and realizing that there's such intelligence and mastery and love and just magic that you get to experience. And we actually got to touch the whales. Little baby gray whale came right up to the boat and let us pet and touch and play with, and in fact he was playing so much so that he ended up bumping the boat and I fell backwards and got a concussion, hit my head right here. So little danger still involved, but but it was really amazing, and I'm pretty sure that I needed a spiritual and a physical realignment, and that's why that ended up happening. So we'll take it in stride. But I am heading back today, and I just wanted to take another opportunity and really share the magic of this water, so we can get a spot here without the sun right in there, and really just share the story of my scuba diving, and that it's magical, it's amazing, something I plan on doing for the rest of my life, and also to share that it's not just this easy thing. There is a little element of fear every time. So that's it. Nothing else profound or business-wise, just me. All right, I am signing off. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks.